Jimmy Othereau, thank you for the gift of these poems, and it's an honor to be able to read them. This week I finished reading the new, I guess the only biography of James Wright, and he talks about, the author Jonathan Blunk talks about how Wright can write about violence and tenderness in the same poem. And when I was thinking about these poems, I thought, Jimmy's been doing that for a long time, and these are beautiful. I'm going to read two elegies. Almost thrown down an elevator shaft. Old Zone 1 building is gone, condemned because of asbestos. Torn down with a big wrecking ball. The bank bought it and built a park with lots of trees and benches and statues of kids playing ball and statues of bears riding bikes. We call it Happy Park because of the happy people that go there to eat their lunch. I locked many a man up a long time ago, can still smell the piss, hear the screams, and the wheels of justice grinding slow. I remember a boy that was fighting with a big Irish cop. He punched the cop. He was drunk. The cop blackjacked him, put the boots to him. He laid in a curled up ball. You little asshole, don't you ever touch the blue. The boy pissed all over himself and was thrown into the bullpen with the other drunks. There was a kid that raped a woman. They brought him up and showed him the elevator shaft. The detectives forced open the door, and bad cops said, let's throw this little motherfucker down the shaft and say he jumped. Good cops said, no, let's hear his story first. They made him balance a phone book on his head, threatened him with a club. They listened to his bullshit. Let's throw him down the shaft. Good cops said, but if he lives, he'll recognize us. Bad cops said, cuff him. Blindfold him so he can't see who pushed him down the shaft. They cuffed him, put a dirty towel around his eyes. They walked him over and let him hear the elevator door open, and the two detectives talked on who would push him. He was kicking and sliding his legs. Bad cops said, don't worry, kid, it's not the fall, but the sudden stop. They were both laughing. The kid was screaming. What they did was walk him to the men's room, which had a 6-inch step down. Then they counted. 1, 2, 3, and pushed him down the 6-inch step. He, being blindfolded, thought he had been pushed down the shaft, screaming, "Eee!" He fell onto the hard marble floor, crying and shaking, please, please, please don't kill me. They said, okay, asshole, you want to tell us about the woman and how you snuck through a bedroom window? He cried, I didn't mean to hurt her. I was just going to take her money. They walked past the elevator shaft. The door was still open. They walked him close to the shaft. Good cops said, we only want the truth, son. Bad cops slammed the elevator door shut, and they went back and read him his rights. I walked through the park. Sitting on the bench was a fat guy with his fat girl, both eating hot dogs. The sun was warm. Soft wind blew west across the many trees planted by the bank, but I could still hear the scream of justice. Good cop and bad cop were friends of mine. The boy went away only to hurt again, and the wheels of justice grind slow for years, ever so slowly. Amazing. 13 ways of looking at a boxer. Like blackbirds, I know them all, among the sound of skipping rope and the swivel of the speed bag. 1. They had shot Deedle in the chest, and he died in the dirty hall of the building that housed the poor. His mother cries. 2. We were of three minds, Charlie, the judge, and his lawyer, and I forgot the boy that was beaten to death, his head crushed with a cement block. 3. It was a Sunday after a Steelers game that Andre went to the ace-induced bar. He bumped into a man who waited outside and later shot Andre in the throat, and one through and through the heart for extra measure. 4. A man is sometimes one with his earth. Scooter shot a 17-year-old boy in the back of the head. He called it self-defense and is serving time in a state pen. 5. Beauty of inflection or innuendo. Lorenzo beat his grandmother to death with a baseball bat. His lawyer tried to say it was because he was punch drunk. 6. Trace anything you want in the shadows. Little Mike took a tire iron to a guy. 7. Johnny never looks for the image of golden birds. He was there when they shot the guy 4 times in his gut. Says he was just at the wrong place at the wrong time, like blackbirds at your feet. 8. Lucid and inescapable rhythms. Joe was picked as the outstanding boxer of the gloves and later that night killed a boy because he came up short with the crack money. 9. Ray, he shot a boy in the head on a baseball field, 100 spectators, and nobody saw nothing as the blackbird flew out of sight. 10. Bawds of euphony crying sharply. 1. The champ was shot by a cop. 2. He later shot his girl and the bullet fell out into her bra. 3. He was also there when his best friend stabbed a guy to death, calling it self-defense, but I know the truth. It was because of the re-rocking cocaine. 11. Fear piercing. Sir John is serving time for heroin. The street says he has 2 bodies under his belt, and for revenge, they shot his mother in the back. 12. River is moving. Johnny's son overdosed next to a fat whore. She stole his money. The dope man still sells drugs. 13. It was evening, far into the afternoon. I remember Donnie shooting himself in the heart. I caught his body while Brother Grew tried to stop the bleeding. The sound of the swivel bag and the skipping rope is deafening as the blackbird flies. I'm going to read an older poem of mine. It's a list poem. It's from the older Pittsburgh, before Pittsburgh got so hip and Lawrence, Philly. We built this city. We built this city on violins and accordions, 18-wheelers, and the firing squad of Henry Clay Frick. Blood-stained panties buried in landfills, sweet and harmless drunks, too many to count. The ideas, if not the realities, of Pericles. Coal buckets, work buckets, stolen goods. Children dead because they were children. Lost women. Cocktail napkins covered with hieroglyphic laments and secrets of the universe. Powdered human bone mass in vials locked inside the biotechnology labs. Cock rock, dyke rock, proto-grunge and funk. Jazz, too many evolutions to count. A stolen Picasso lithograph bearing lyrics composed millennia ago. Sleeping bags and Coleman lanterns, dogs, too many to count. Tongues congealed in the 110-degree heat. Veils on veils of benzene, Christmas shoppers wading through snowdrifts, Smithfield Street, 10 p.m. tunnel light, color of limestone, ingots, too many to count. The idea of the left bank, the idea of city. Windows, 6 p.m., sunstruck, gray, mabe pearls. Timberlands, wolverines, sears, steel toes, balancing on scaffolding and airspace. Rented tuxes, colors too many to name. Pussies wet and wet. Coal sticks worn down to nubs. Application of the theory Marco Polo used to change Venice. Bring in news from the outside. Sidewalk gardens of eggplants and basil. Flutes. Tunnels like flutes. The last of the Section 8 urban redevelopment money. The last of the UDAG grants. The last of the Nelson Rockefeller Republicans. The democratic machine that ruled for a century. The idea of city. The dream of what Paulus might mean. The giant fusilli and ziti of sewer pipes, too many to count. The significance of the iron over water hexagram of the I Ching. Oak office desks polished with lemon oil. Rice cakes, rice paper, thin mats and bells. A bridge, half woman, half dragonfly. Sharpened yellow pencils and fragrant gray lead. Yaroslav Seifert's Song of the Sweepings. Thank you. Lori Jaquila is up next.